USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump declaring houses of worship essential and also telling America's governors to reopen churches and other places of worship shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas reminds everyone on Fox News,
"The first freedom that we have as Americans is the freedom of worship. That's enshrined in our Constitution, Harris. And I think whenever people perceive that that's being encroached upon, you're going to have a reaction."
The FBI is ordering an internal review of the handling of the Bureau's investigation of retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. FBI Director Christopher Wray making the call as he's facing increased pressure from Republicans who say he's been too resistant to disclosing secrets about the Trump-Russia investigation that they believe unfairly targeted President Trump and the people around him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
One of the most recognizable members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force delivers a commencement address, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Like most colleges and universities, because of the pandemic, Johns Hopkins University's class of 2020 had a virtual graduation ceremony where the guest speaker was Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who told the grads,
"I am profoundly aware that celebrating your graduation virtually is extremely disappointing at best. However, we must adapt to this extraordinary situation, as you have done so well."
Meanwhile, Fauci has now told NPR in an interview on Friday that it's conceivable there could be a coronavirus vaccine in the United States by December.
Oil prices are sliding after China abandoned its GDP target for 2020 because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is apologizing for saying black voters who have trouble deciding whether to vote for him or President Trump are not black. Biden saying on a call with black business leaders he should not have been such a wise guy. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott reacts to what Biden said on Fox Business.
"That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. The man who sponsored and led the charge on the 1990s crime bill that locked up more African-American males than any other piece of legislation, and President Trump comes along and through his criminal justice reform corrects the absolute mistakes made by Joe Biden. For him to make such an arrogant, ridiculous comment, if you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is? That is the most arrogant, outrageous comment I've heard in a very long time."
An Arizona woman visiting Hawaii is in custody for not following the state's quarantine order. The 18-year-old woman was arrested at a fast food restaurant where she was working after a resident reported her to the police. The woman was supposed to self-quarantine for 14 days. Worth noting, Hawaii has 17 deaths from coronavirus and 647 confirmed cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.